Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship Friday Night Home Fellowship. We want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join us now as we begin our message.
Amen. Well, welcome to the Home Fellowship Friday night. We're so blessed to have you here, and we're looking forward to listen to the speakers that are have been basically ordained by God to be here tonight. And so we're excited right now, and we bless those who are listening right now on the internet. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. We hope you have a wonderful evening here with us. And we truly love Jenny. We see God's mighty hand upon her. We see God raising her up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And I'm excited to hear what God has placed on her heart this evening. And so without any further ado, let's receive her by saying, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. You know, I didn't really know what I was going to speak about when Pastor Fee asked me. I thought I'd do that study that we were going to already, that I have to bring the commentary for in our women's study. But something's been happening in our church and in our women's study. I know we've put on a fast, and it seems like we've been getting hit. You know, it all even started with Fee, our pastor, getting hit in spiritual warfare. And so what I'm going to read about is in Ephesians. It is putting on the whole armor of God, because we don't wrestle with man. You know, we wrestle with principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age. So I just thought I'd bring that out, our armor that we are to put on every day to prepare us for the day. So I'm going to go ahead and start by reading. I'm going to open in prayer after I finish the verses. Finally, my brethren, this is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen. Father, King Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, I thank you for this home fellowship, Lord. Lord, I thank you for our salvation. Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you that you loved us so much that you became one of us, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you that you love us so much, Lord. Lord, I thank you for where you have us right now, Lord, sitting at your feet. Lord, I pray right now that my words be few, Lord, and that this is all from you, Jesus. Lord, I feel so unworthy. Lord, I feel so undone. Lord, I pray right now that you touch my lips. Lord, here I am, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for who you are. You are our King, Lord. Lord, you are the Lamb who sits upon the throne. So, Lord, I pray you anoint this time. Holy Spirit, rain down on us, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. I ask for this prayer by the power, by the authority, by the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Okay, so I, you know, I'll just be honest. Really, when we started this fast in our church, we all had different days. I chose Fridays. And 2 weeks ago, as I was praying and fasting, I got this thing in my brain, like a pressure on my brain. And I got fearful. And so I was at work and saying, okay, God, you know, and I even already thought I had a brain tumor, you know. I already thought I was going to die. Well, I get to see you, Jesus. I get to be with you. In my head, you know, all kinds of stuff goes in your head. And so I was kind of, it was happening all day, like Friday, and then even Saturday. And then I got prayer, and it ceased, okay? And then the following week, and then they were brought up to me, hey, this is a spiritual attack. And but really, right when I got prayer, though, it didn't happen. And all week I was good, and then Friday again rolls around, and I felt it again. So I just prayed through it. But, you know, there's stuff happening, and I think that we have to be that watchman on the wall. You know, we should be praying all the time. Like, you know, it's like even at work, I'm praying, you know, and everything that I do. It's like my life is becoming a prayer. And it helps. I mean, it you're conquering things, you know, through our prayers, through, because, you know, word says we are more than conquerors, you know, and sometimes you just can't read the word, and so you're praying, you know, you're praying. So let's go to the text where it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Right there, it's like, be strong in the Lord, you know, in the power of his might. It's like we have no, we can't do it on our own. Because remember, we're not fighting against fleshly things. We're fighting against principalities. And so this is a spiritual battle. So we have to fight in the spirit. And I love his armor, which is the belt of truth, the breastplate, the foot gear, the shield, the helmet, and the sword. It's like he's already picturing we're warriors. You know, we are, we're warriors ready for battle. So he says, be strong in the Lord and of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So put on this armor, which is this, God has this divine, supernatural armor for us to put on. We're to put this on. Like clothes, like you're putting on your shoes, you're putting on your pants, you're putting on, that's that belt, and that's that, you're putting on your top, you're putting on your shoes, your the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation. You need to wear this every day because Satan's out there. He's the prince of the air, and he goes at you. In the day, it's like as we go on, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of the wickedness in the heavenly places. Now, even in that, it's like it's not in those heavenly places where God is. It's like below that. It's like right over us. It's like he's like hovering around us. You know, waiting whom he may devour. You know, he's like that roaring lion. And so therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Now, even in the evil of the day, some things just happen, you know. You may get cut off on the road. You know, you may be in traffic. You know, you may be making errors at work, or may somebody just looked at you wrong. You know, even it could even start in the beginning of your morning at home. You know, and he's telling you already, in the evil of the day, it's like, you know, the things that I came out of. I came out of homosexuality. So at work, somebody just passes by me, or maybe brushed up against me in a way, and there goes something, a trigger, a temptation, maybe you can call it. But it's like we need to stand and to do all to stand, even fight against that. That's even in the evil of the day. You know, anything could happen. Even like right now, my mom's going through something that we have to watch her more than ever. And even in that, at home, where I'm the only one standing for Jesus, and it's a battle over there. Like, I come here, and this is like a refuge. You know, even in my car, where I know where I pray, where I know that's Jesus's car because he bought it for me, because that's he got me this job. And that is even like a refuge for me, you know. So I even feel like there's no battle in there. There's a battle at home. You know, there's a battle at work. There's a battle outside, whoever you even go around sometimes, you know, because they're hovering over you. So you need to put on that full armor that he's telling you to put on. Okay, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, this truth, I love this. It's like a belt, but it's like a girdle. I think like they girded their loins with it, and it's really strapped on everything. You got to picture, this is like ancient days, that how that Roman soldier looked. And, you know, he wore like kind of like a dress, and so like that belt held up everything, and it held up his sword. It had that sheath, I think that's what you call it. And that sword is the sword of the Spirit. That's the word of God. That's this word. So, but the belt of truth is like, to me, the belt of truth is Jesus. It's like, because he is the truth, the life, and the way, yes. Right? And we are to worship God in spirit and in truth. You know, and we're reading in John right now, and it's like that truth is Jesus. Even Pontius Pilate said, "What is truth?" You know, but I just feel like the belt, it holds everything up, and you know, without truth, it's like sometimes it's like, are we being truthful? You know, even in our prayer, you know, God knows all things. You know, sometimes it's like even as we're fasting and prayer, the spiritual attacks, I feel, could come on those that are unprepared, you know, that are not maybe in their word, and they're maybe easy victims, you know, because they're easy to even, I don't know, scare, you know, and whoa, hey, I don't want this spiritual attack. I quit. You know, that's really what Satan wants you to do.
That's right.
You know, and but we need to stand and to do all to stand. That's even get closer, go deeper into your word, because if God's for us, who can be against us? You know, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness, I feel, is, you know, I have all this commentary, but I can't go there. I'm just going to go. Just do it. The breastplate of righteousness is, I feel like that's his righteousness.
Yes.
You know, we are made righteous through Jesus dying on the cross. He became sin that, you know, we can have eternal life. It's because of his righteousness. He imputes it on us that we are now could become like Christ. And, you know, that righteousness is, you know, that's like that in integrity, you know. You know, let me read some of this that I do have for righteousness. There was a lot. Okay. The purpose of the breastplate. It covered the neck to just below the waist, or the vital organs of the body, the heart and the lungs, the kidneys and the liver, the area of the abdomen. Looking at spiritual analogy, we know of how the heart is looked upon as the seat of the deepest emotions. We talk of loving with all our heart. We speak of sweethearts. We think of the heart as the throne of the will. The scriptures speak of loving Lord with all our heart. They speak of believing in our heart. In the days of Noah, God saw that the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continually. God hardened Pharaoh's heart. They were told to give to God from a willing heart. How about Aaron, as the high priest, was to wear the breastplate over his heart when he went before the Lord for the people? You know, so the breastplate covered, you know, it's like guarding our hearts even. Even in this commentary, Satan often attacks our hearts, the seat of our emotions, self-worth, and trust. God's righteousness is the breastplate that protects our hearts and ensures his approval. He approves of us because he loves us and he sent his son to die for us. So this righteousness that God has given us, you know, it is a, it protects us, you know. So I love that. Okay, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, their foot gear was like their sandals, but they also had like spikes on the bottom of their foot gear, like to make them stand. And you know, like it says stand here, stand. He says stand like three times, having taken up the whole armor of God, be able to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand. He says it again, verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Okay, so it's like stand. So this foot gear was, I feel like even the foot gear is a firm foundation. A firm foundation that is Christ, you know, like even in that song, God is our foundation. He is a rock, you know, and if we're standing on God, then nothing can knock us down, you know, God is, you know, I just want to stand for Jesus, you know. I don't know what I was standing for before God called me out of darkness. I was in a bad way, and I was just lost. And now I'm on a firm foundation, which is Christ. You know, I have purpose in my life. You know, it's to praise God. It's to live for him. It's to do all I can. You know, even when Fee asked me to bring the word, I feel so unprepared, but I'm going to do it by obedience. It's like God's asking me to do this. So you know, you have to step outside of yourself and be obedient to the call. You know, even everything that I do, it's not for me. It's not even for, it's for God. You know, it's for Jesus. And so I want to stand. Okay, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And the gospel of peace is being that witness also, you know, and being, you know, I take all kinds of carpoolers with me in the car. And one's a Buddhist and the other two are Catholic. And there's one believer. And so I'm trying to, it's like, I'll take you, but you're going to hear, you know, you're going to hear the word, you know, you're going to hear. So we're not, I'm not even no worship. It's like the word, you know, you're going to hear the word and I get to pray for you. And then it was a trip too, because it was a trip because when I said, well, because, you know, taking them, because right after work, I usually, you know, go to, there's always something going on. So I'm going to be either delayed or something because I'm giving these people a ride. And I thought, well, okay, I'll use this for my ministry. And then the Buddhist said, what? I'm a Buddhist. But he got like fearful that I said that I'm going to use this for my ministry. You know, I'm going to use, you know, and he's like, what? Already his eyebrows go, wait, I'm a Buddhist, you know. It's like, well, it's okay. Jesus loves you too. You know, but I really feel, and this is really a time where I can, because for real, that, you know, when before I got my car, before I got the job, it's like, God, this is yours. You send me, you know, take me, you order my steps. So it was like, so God put them in my car. So God's calling them out. You have to look at it with spiritual eyes. That's almost like everything that you're going through, you know, whatever you're going through, look at it through spiritual eyes and know that you have this divine armor, this divine clothing that God wants you to put on every day, you know, and look at it spiritually, you know, like what Pastor T.A. used to put on, your spiritual glasses. You know, it's almost in everything. Put on your spiritual glasses. Know those opportunities to share the gospel. It's like not even me. The radio is doing all the talk, you know. But I'm actually, when I'm praying for them, too, I'm praying, I'm asking for favor for them, whatever they're going through, you know. And it's a blessing, really. It's a blessing. Okay, above all, taking the shield of faith with which we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. You know, the shield of faith, look, he says above all, like as if above all, this is it, above all, that shield of faith, you know. And faith is, if we didn't have no faith, we wouldn't believe in God, you know. And I feel like that right there, without faith, you don't believe. So you aren't, if you don't believe in Jesus, what he did on the cross, that he loves you with an everlasting love and he knows every hair on your head, if you don't believe that, then you're not his. You know, the word also says the Father chooses us. He draws him to Jesus and we are his. And if we are his, he will never, nobody can take us out of his hands. You know, nobody can take him out of the Father's hands either. And Jesus and the Father are one. But if you don't have that faith, I feel, you know, you're not one of his. You know, and I know that's so heavy. And wouldn't you want to be one of his? I always trip like, wouldn't you want that? You know, sometimes, is it a choice? The word says that Jesus, the Father draws them. And so maybe, you know, you may be just speaking and they're not hearing it. I think even Satan has blinded their eyes, you know, blinded their ears, muffled their ears that they can't hear, you know. But you, but we are warriors, you know. He's telling us right here that we are warriors. And, you know, the women, I see more women here. Not that, you know, but it's true in our church. You know, we have a women's ministry, and we're fasting and we're praying. The women, there's a lot of women servants, and so God's doing something really with the women in our church, and that's a blessing. Yes. You know, and so I don't know. I feel like we are warriors, and even my family, it was women. You know, and. Women have this love for Jesus. I think that, you know, look at the women that follow Jesus. That's even the women. It was the women. And, you know, Mary Magdalene was there. Even there was women that, they were, I don't know, women were a big part of his ministry. And Jesus was like one of the first ones to exalt women. I feel like he... you know, in that day, women weren't, very highly appreciated, you know, and I think Jesus changed that. He was for women's rights. Jesus was for, he was. Women had great faith, you know, women had great faith, you know, yes. And, okay, above all taking the shield of faith with which we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And those fiery darts, they, you know, he's throwing them all the time at you. You know, even bringing doubt into your mind, you know. That's like, take the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation, that's that protects your head, protects your headgear, it's your headgear, you know, and, you know, Satan wants to make us doubt God, Jesus, and our salvation. The helmet protects our minds from doubting God's saving work for us, you know, and, you know, sometimes it's like when those fiery darts come at me, like say when I'm at work and that woman brushes against me, I feel like that's a fiery dart, you know, that's a fiery dart. But we need to be able to fight against that. And what I do, really, I just think of Jesus. Sometimes I have to go down the aisle and just Jesus. You know, it's I need Jesus all the time. You know, I thought, you know, sometimes you're stronger and other days you're weaker, you know, and when I notice that when I read more, I'm stronger, and when I'm, you know, but work was getting really hectic at work. I was working a lot of overtime, and then here comes these thoughts again. And it was like, whatever is true, whatever's noble, you know, I have to go to scripture. That's right. You know, I have to just, scripture has to be in your heart, you know, that you can already fight, you know, the temptations with the word of God. That's right. And that is the next piece of armor. Is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, you know, and that's how Jesus himself battled Satan in the wilderness with the word of God. It is written, you know, and sometimes I have to go to the word that's already in me and bring it out. Right. And it's like, speak it out. And you get strengthened. It's and in prayer also. I even feel like the next one, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. That right there is also a piece of armor. Like, it's another defense, you know, another, I think that's even another offense. That's offensive. That's offensive. You know, we have the sword, the word of God, and prayer, you know, and praying. Make your life a prayer, fervent prayer even at times. You know, there's so much to pray about, as Fee was even saying that our world is, you know, you see it. You know, and it's almost like the spiritual battle. It's like, where are you? Here comes Halloween. What are you letting in your house? You know? What kind of movies are you watching? You know, look at the TV. The TV, it's like good. It's like, I can't even watch it. It's like the programs, Disney. You know, it's crazy. You know, and here they're ushering, you know, here comes Halloween, even the commercials. You know, it's like, you know, being fearful of something, even when you're watching a scary movie, you know, there's some pretty scary stuff out there, and the ghost chasers and all this. It's like, you know, what are you really letting in? What are you watching? Because being afraid, and then you do get fearful. I remember before I'd come back to God, I was watching this stuff, and it was like, it was in the middle of the day, and I was getting all scared, like, yikes. Okay, who else is in the house? You know, who else is in the house? They said, there's a fear starting. It was kind of like, you know, then I had to change it because I was all alone, you know. And then this is the middle of the daytime. But really, it's like you know, Satan's playing on that. He loves that, you know. And really, fear is a kind of worship, you know. Satan wants you to worship him, you know, even in that fear. You know, there's some pretty bad, you know, it's, I trip out even on the, you know, my niece had a baby last year, and she had as her theme for the baby shower, skulls. I was like so against it. It was like baby skulls, though. They looked, you know, even that, there's skulls everywhere now, you know, in the back of people's trucks, on themselves, their tattoos, you know, and that's just, that's against God. That's, you know, that's death. Death is against life, you know. Jesus is life. But, so we just have to watch out what's, you know, here comes Halloween. You know, it's almost like, you know, we think it's oh, we're just going to give out candy, you know, put out a pumpkin out there. But, you know, there's some spiritual, that's a night for Satan to, you know, I'm sure he rejoices in that, you know, in scaring people. And there's probably some real demons out there that you think that that's a really good costume, but that's a real demon, you know. And you may be entertaining him at your door with candy, you know. And, you know, it's, these things are for real.
That's right.
You know, and you really have to be careful, you know, be careful and pray. And stand and do all to stand. Jesus, Paul is telling us to stand. You know, stand and without fear, you know, because like I said, if God is for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Okay, and let me go to, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I'm ambassador in chains. That in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. You know, an utterance for me, that utterance may be given to me, that's even for all of us, you know, that we can speak boldly. Look, Paul was in chains, you know, and he didn't ask for, pray for me that these chains are loose, you know. He just, that he may be bold and speak the word of God. You know, it's like no matter what we're in, no matter even what trials we're in, just pray that we can be bold and still stand for God, you know, and really too, and pray for all the saints. That's all of us. We need to have that prayer for each other. You know, there's power in prayer. And even for our ministers, you know, for Pastor Fee, that is up there in the front lines, and Sister Yolanda, you know, they are our leaders, and even for all the leaders, and that, you know, we're standing for something.
That's
and
right.
You're also too, you being here right now, see, it's like you being here right now, you could have done anything else tonight. You could have, you know, it's Friday night, you know, and yet you guys are here making a stand, you know. And that's true. It's like, but before you got here, there could have been trials that happened right before you got here, because Satan doesn't want you here. He doesn't want you to hear this. He doesn't want you worshiping him. So there's maybe fiery darts that were aimed at you, and yet you still withstood, and you're here. You persevered. And that's what we have to do, even when we don't want to do it. Like our flesh, it's like we don't want to, but do it. You're going to come back feeling full of joy, because that's what the word does, you know. So I just thank you, Pastor Fee, for allowing me to speak, and I pray that, you know, that we do all stand, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, you know. But remember to put on this divine armor that God equips us with. So thank you. That's a closing prayer.
Amen. Yes.
King Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your women, Lord, and for your men, Lord, that came out tonight, Lord, and they are making a stand, Lord. So, Lord, I pray blessings upon them, Lord. I pray that you help them each day, Lord, put on the full armor of God. Lord, I thank you for this armor, Lord. Help us, Lord, to stand and to do all to stand, Lord. Lord, help us to be those warriors that you want us to be, Lord. Help us to build up an army for your kingdom, Lord. Lord, it's all about you, Jesus. Lord, and I pray that you call them out, Lord. Call out your warriors, Lord. Lord, and I just pray blessings over this household. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your salvation. Jesus, I pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.